after secondary school, we didn't have that time a gymnasium or lycée. So I moved to my mother's, because my mother, that time she was living in Nicosia, and she was divorced from my father when I was 4 years old. That's why I grew with my grandfather. My mother came to Nicosia, and I came to gymnasium, and I stayed with my mother that time, 1953, long time ago. And then I got a grant from the government to Cyprus Teachers Training College. So I got a grant, and I didn't know. I was very anxious to have a job, because my mother was very financially very not very proper. So I got this grant. This teacher training college was in Mofu, and it was mixed Turkish and Greek. Okay. We were together.
What language?
In English. The teacher training college was in English, but we had Turkish literature in Turkish, and the Greeks have Greek literature in Greek. The other all lessons in English. So after that, we graduate, but after graduation, I got another grant and went to Ankara to study. I think, was it right or not, I don't know, but somehow I got the grant. 25 people, examinations, and 3 of them successful. I was one of them. So I went to Ankara. I was an elementary school teacher, and I got this grant to Ankara. Then I finished, I came, and I was a Turkish teacher, Turkish language teacher, in secondary schools, 1960. During this period, when I came from Ankara in 1960, you know, the Cyprus Republic was announced, and the British rule finished. Cyprus Republic.
1960, Makarios was...
Yes, elected, and Dr. Küçük, the vice president.
And everybody was voting, so everybody voted...
Yes.
Turkish Cypriots and Greek Cypriots...
Separately.
Separately.
Yes. And Dr. Küçük was the vice president, Makarios the president, and as you know, it was 70-30% this, for instance, the ministers. If there is 10, 7 of them Greek, 3 of them Turkish, and the army or the police everywhere.
And Turkish Cypriots were voting for the Turkish...
Yes, Turkish vice president.
Mixed, so you were not voting for the Greek?
No.
So you didn't vote for Makarios?
No.
It was for only for Küçük?
Yes.
For Küçük?
For Küçük.
Küçük.
Dr. Küçük, yes. Then, during that time, what happened that I will not forget, my passport was, the date was, I had to renew it. And I went, and you know the stadium, football stadium, not now it is closed.
Gassipi.
There are the offices. I went there and gave my passport, and I looked at him, and he cut the passport and gave me another one. Cyprus Republic. I said, why did you cut? It was British passport. Okay. All we had that time. I said, this is no good. This is a new one. But I lost my British subject. Then later I learned that they gave a period so that you can choose, you can keep your passport, British subject passport. But because I was coming, waiting for to be appointed, and so I was in very, I couldn't learn this, and my British subject finished. This is one.
And the person there didn't tell you.
He didn't tell me. Yes, just cut it. This was a shock that I, because maybe I could keep that password. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I could keep 2 citizenship, Cypriot and British subject. Most of them, they did like this. Most of the people, those who knew, they kept their passport, and later in their life, when their children wanted to study in England, it was a help for them. So I was appointed as a Turkish language teacher here in Nicosia, in the secondary school. Then, as you know, my first book was published in 59. My first poetry book published in when I was in Ankara student. So I was continuing in writing. And then we have some literature magazines, and very, very active. Then in 61, I was appointed to Libasol, 19 May Lise, gymnasium, 19 May. Mixed schools, Turkish school, Turkish Lise, but girls and boys together.
But Greek Cypriots and Turkish Cypriots together? No,
it was Turkish. Like gymnasium, like any gymnasium. Okay. Anyway, the next year I was appointed to this gymnasium in Limassol because my fiancée, now she's my wife, she was there, she was appointed there. I was appointed here, because here, she was appointed there. And then from the education ministry, they told me, it was English period again. It was in Cyprus Republic. And from the education ministry, you know, the ministry had the education, it was Greek education and Turkish education. And they told me that we are appointing you to Limassol because there is a very good, very active teacher there, and we are bringing him to Nicosia, and you can fulfill his work there. You know, maybe it's not true, but I think to bring him to Nicosia, somebody must go there. And because my fiancé, my wife, she was there, they selected me. I went there. I didn't want to go because my environment here, literature environment here, I was here. But since my fiancé was there, and that made also when I went to Limassol, because we had to stay together, we got married. Then we were very active. Culturally, literature, also opening classes, those students who were getting low marks and couldn't study, and I was going to their houses. Person, you give some homework, but you see, you notice that he didn't do it, or she didn't do it. Why? Another time, again. And I was going to their houses. At that time, I didn't have even bicycle, not any car. So, and then what the result was, I came to the headmaster of the school, and I said, I talked to my friends also, that we should open classes in the afternoon so that these students can come and study. Because they don't have, they are not there where they live. There is not convenient them to study or to make their homework. So we should call them, come to stay in school 1 hour, 2 hour, study, make their homework, and go home. And the headmaster agreed. I told you this because we are very active. And then in also we were in the night times, some, not every night, but sometimes, maybe twice a week, we are going nearby villages, and we are talking to the people, Turkish people, of course, about culture, about new developments, to the people in the coffee shops. where people go.
In Limassol.
Yeah, Limassol. About education, about their children's problem. How can a family can help their children to study, to work, and so on. We want to people to show more interest to their children, more interest, also more interest to the school. We were a group, you know. We wanted to make these activities. Anyway, we believe that the teacher is not only in the school, but also with the environment, with the people outside the school. Those who have students in the school, they have problems maybe with their children, so and so. And then in 1963, and I got my first car, Volkswagen, from Hiridis garage, which is near now Famagusta Gate. You know Famagusta Gate?
Yes.
There. I went and I didn't pay. Installments. How do you say this? I don't know. Monthly
didn't
paying.
Pay cash all the money, but it was monthly installments.
Installments. And I got my first car in October. 63 October. Volkswagen. Beautiful. And then October, November, it was a funny month. Some news coming in the papers, Turkish leader with Küçük and Makarios had some, they couldn't agree on some articles, and so this was on the papers slowly. And then September, October, November, 21st, yes, November, we heard that somebody here in Nicosia, there was a fighting between Greece and Turkish, and some Turkish people died. And then everything started from this period.
Was this event real? Was it, I mean, it was like they were killed, somebody killed them?
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
It was real.
But actually, up to now, who are we going to blame? We don't know. Because these Turkish people were living in Famagusta Gate area, which we call them Tahtakale. Tahtakale, there are Turkish people around. Also, there was a farther a bit, there was Turkish bath, Hammam, Ömeriye.
Which
they,
where it is now, right?
Yes, yes. Same place. Also, in front of Hammam, there was a jami.
Yes,
with Ömeriye. Also, Ömeriye Hammam, also this place. And anyway, we started, and we in Limassol, they told us that to be careful, not to go out, not to travel. So it changed, the period changed. And in 1964, I was in Limassol again, and then fighting broke out. In Limassol, a lot of shooting going on. Also, some people trapped in a house. I think four or five of them. I forgot, but I remember one. Of the name was Shago. His nickname, Shago, Turkish, staying. And watching, because the trouble started shooting from both sides, and this.
Who were involved in the
Turkish and Greeks? Okay. Yes. For instance, from KO factory KO, the Greeks have their what? How do you say? They were there, arms and shooting to the Turkish sides. Also from Turkish side, shooting to the. You know, it started. And then these people trapped, they were all killed in this house because they didn't have connection to come back, so it stayed there.
They were Turkish Cypriots.
Yeah, Turkish Cypriots. Yes, yes. And then my wife was pregnant, and somehow I sent her to her family because her family was living inside in Nicosia. She came. And then the fighting in Limassol stopped. There was a peace, and it stopped, and also not in Limassol in the town, but also in the villages, like Malya is another village. Some came with the family to the Turkish sector, some they stayed there. A lot of fighting going on. Now this, as you know, this in May, beginning of May, in the beginning of May, I came to, at that time, this is very important, I think, at that time, we were civilians, we were teachers, but they told us to, not soldiers, but civilian, because we are civilian, we have to stay to watch, and if anything happens, so everybody was something like under order, given by somebody who is on top. Under order, you have to watch here. And
you're talking about the Turkish Cypriots now, right?
So yes, yes.
Like orders coming from
some here and said, oh, now it's all the schools closed, not no school. And we were something, not soldiers, but civilian defenders, we call it, civilian defenders, watching. And also, of course, some arms distributed. I don't know from where it came, but or some arms distributed, very old arms from the First World War, very old. Anyway, then there was the peace. It was a terrible time, but everybody was as civilian defenders. We could call you like this, civilian defenders. Why? Because there was an attack. And you have to defend yourself or your family. How this started? First in Nicosia, these people, a few Turkish people in Famagusta area, gate area. I don't know. Maybe they had some problem with the police, and the police something said stop, and they didn't stop, and something broke between them. Actually, up to today, nobody knows exactly what happened. But what happened? Three Turkish people died there. This. And this incident reflected to all parts in Paphos, Limassol, Famagusta, everywhere.
Why do you think it was like... Because someone could have said, okay, it was just an event, it happened. But it wasn't like this apart.
I think so. Afterwards, when we were thinking better, I think that, as I told you before, Makarios and Dr. Küçük, the president and the vice president, couldn't agree on some issues. Administration and politically, they couldn't agree, and this was reflected in the papers. People started to read in the papers that Makarios said so, Dr. Küçük said so. There was a conflict beginning.
Growing.
And later then, when we read more about the accidents, we knew that the Makarios wanted to change the law of the government of the Cyprus Republic.
Constitution.
He wanted to change the constitution. 13 articles. 13 articles. because he was not very happy about this 70-30%. He was not very, very happy about this. And
he wanted to finish it,
to make something else. Because this 13 article he wanted to change, we didn't agree. I say we didn't. The Turkish leader, he said no. We have to stick to this, to the first constitution. You don't have to change it. But later, when we read about some books about this period, Macarius already started militarily or a military operation, so that they can seize the voice of the Turkish. Some strategic points like in Nicosia, Ortaköy area, some of this area. Already he started. In today's Africa newspaper, you know Ibrahim Aziz. You know him?
Mm.
You heard him?
Yes.
Yeah. He was my classmate in Lise when I came to Nicosia. He comes from Dali village. And now he's about...
Dali, Nicosia.
Yes. And he didn't... He always lived there. After 60s, he didn't come here. Only a month ago, for the first time, he came to the Turkish sector. Anyway, he is writing a book. He finished the book, and the book will be translated into Greek. About from 56, 58, up to nowadays, like Gavazoglu, Mishaolis, they were killed, and some Turkish advocates, Muzaffer Gürkan, Haşmet, and so on. He knows because he was a member of AKEL. He was very close to AKEL, and this people was member of AKEL. So he finished his book, and now the book is translated into Greek language. And today, in the Africa newspaper, he has an article. And with the document, he's reflecting before 63 that Makarios giving some orders that military or civil groups to be ready for an attack, an operation. Today it was in the paper. Makarios Trusiotis, another writer, he has, I think, two books about Cyprus problem. And these facts, what I am telling you, are in the book there. Also, as you know about this, the new book by Nicolaos,
Nicolaos. Right?
Anyway, but Makarios Trusiotis, and also after so many years by Kleridis, the president, his book, his memories,
yes,
there, and and even I don't know if he did deny it, but even Kleridis was responsible for a group of this operation group. Military operation. Then, as you know, Samson and the many other. But somehow, also, of course, from this reason that the conflict started, the Turkish people also they organized themselves so that to defend. It's like a cat. You put a cat in a room and you try to hit it and he tries to escape. At the end, he attacks. It's like this. If there is a pressure, you have to resist. Anyway, but this have, as you know, this caused the Green Line. While this conflict was going on, many people died, for Turkish people, many Greek people, without maybe most of them, they were just civil people. They were lost in the street. When I came from Limassol to see my wife, she was giving birth with permission. I came with three. Because the trouble was going on, they wouldn't let people go out. Out of Limassol, yes. The permission was given by the Turkish authority there.
Now you had to get permission from the Turkish
authorities,
of course, to get out of Limassol.
Because since this conflict started, everywhere was administrations, but civil administration, we call it, and they were,
observing
and also directing.
Okay.
Who is going to to watch? Who is going to? Anyway, those who were under the military, not the time there was no military, it was civil.
Okay.
Civil.
But Turkish civil.
Take this pistol and go there and wait there. Look, watch, like this.
Okay. It was like
organized.
Like, they were like a kind of movements maybe.
Movement, yes.
Civilian
movement.
Okay.
That time, and. With two of my friends, with bus, I came to Nicosia in May, beginning of May. It was dangerous because many people disappeared. And after my wife gave birth, I wanted to return to Limassol. But these two friends, they found a lorry, something like this, and couldn't take another person. So they returned to Limassol. But afterwards, we didn't hear that they are disappeared. How? We don't know. Somebody may took this. And I was lucky not to be in that lorry somehow, because the driver, two of them in front, they couldn't take the third person. So I was lucky to, and I stayed. Afterwards, I stayed in. So everywhere in Nicosia, conflict going, and then the United Nations came, and then they drew a line.
Oh, so there was
64. When the Green Line, and somebody later, maybe a few months ago, I read somewhere in I don't know where, that an Armenian living in Crete, he was a Cypriot Armenian, but he was in the United Nations. I don't know what his job, but he was expert in mapping, drawing maps expert, and he was living in Crete. And the United Nations.
Greek
island. And the United Nations called him to duty, and he came, and with the United Nations went around and on the map. They wanted to separate, you know, from the conflict, and this. This I don't know his name, I forgot. He said, okay, we will draw a line. And this man said, he was expert in this business, I don't know. And he said, do you have a pen? One of the soldiers, United Nations soldiers, said, I have a pen, but it is in green. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, give it to me. And he drew a line from Famagusta Gate to there, to the Paphos Gate. Green line. And from then on, Nicosia was divided into two.
Turkish part, Greek part. Still today, we have two parts. And of course, this what happened, some people living Armenians in the Turkish sector, some Greek people living in north side, north part of this Nicosia, they moved to, because they felt secure to go. Or they didn't feel secure, they were afraid, of course. From south to north, and from north to Cyprus, people moving. Because they were afraid, of course, human beings. And this is how Green Line established. Nowadays, that Cyprus problem is somehow, it's a created problem. Because as far as we know, our grandfathers, they lived in the same villages, maybe near villages. They had trade between themselves, going to the wedding ceremonies, each Turkish ceremonies, Greek friend ceremonies, they were going. And no conflict. Maybe there were some conflicts, but not. Maybe there were much more. One effect that I think it is important: the independence of Greece, 1821, if I am not wrong, 1821, the independence of Greek nation from the Ottomans, and this created a great nationalistic movement. It was, and then, as we read from some books that the Megalo Idea. The 1821 independence of Greece from the Ottomans created a great nationalism. It was a movement in all Europe, I think. After the in French Revolution, the nationalistic movement spread all over. And it was maybe normal. And then, of course, this, I think, reflected to Cyprus Greek people, independence. From where? Maybe from the English, because it was under the English rule. So I think this nationalistic movement helped a little bit between the conflict of Turkish and Greek. Of course, in 55, another important thing is the 1st April EOKA movement by Grivas. Also this. So what happened? They said Erosis, one part. And then this part said Taksim. You want Erosis? You want division. Taksim means division. We will divide. We don't want Erosis. You want Erosis? You want Taksim. Division. That was the slogan. And 1960, the Cyprus Republic established after so many. Also in that period, a lot of people from south came to Nicosia. People moved. Nationalistic speeches, ideas from both sides. For instance, you know the Grivas. I think it's in Makaris Drushodis' books, there is this more detailed. You can read it from there. I am speaking only what I know. But from 56, when Makarios Grivas started EOKA, then some operation to the Turkish villages, many Turkish people came there, and the conflict started to grow up, and they want Enosis and this side Taksim, because what will happen if there was Enosis? The Turkish people here will finish. How will finish? Maybe under any rule, any Greek administration, maybe the identity will be end. That's how the intellectual think And it was, to the Cyprus problem, it was wrong. This EOKA movement was wrong. Made people to go more separate. Made people to afraid from each other. I was a student in gymnasium that time. Gymnasium. Then 56, I went to teach Cyprus Teachers College. We were together there, Turkish and Greek students. And at the time, we didn't have anything in the school, in the college. No problem. And I was a football player also in the college team. A football team is 11, two Turkish, and the rest Greek students. Some playing in Anorthosis, some in Pozoborygos. I was playing in Kaymaklı football, first division. I was a football. And you know what happened one day? Some people, Greek people, came from nearby village. What was the village? Nearby village. Anyway, they had a football team in the village. And they came and then they asked me. I was a bit afraid because, you know, it was EOKA period. And I went, I talked to them. They told me that we want you to play in our team. Can you believe it? But I was playing in Morfida, also in the college team.
And Morfida, you said.
Morfida, yes. And I said, but I am playing in Morfida. I'm playing in the college team. I don't have time.
Were you getting paid or no?
No, they didn't tell me anything. Just they wanted me to play in their football team. I don't know why. Maybe I was a good player. I don't know. And I said, okay, I cannot play because I don't have time. But for one time, I can come and play. Yeah, they said, but we want you full time and so on. I said, one match. And the name of the club, I remember it was DNS Football Club. You know DNS? I went and I played a match from the beginning to the end. All the players Greek, only Turkish me. We finished, and we were success that day.
So you won.
We won, yes. And I came to college, and after a few days, these people came again, and they gave me 5 English pounds. Okay. Can you believe it? Okay. And our pocket money that time was given by the college was £3 a month, pocket money. But they gave me 5. Oh, great. A lot of money. I remember this incident. And at that time, before 1960s, and even after, before 63, some Turkish player played in the Greek teams, football, in Famagusta, in Larnaca. Still some of these people are living now, playing in the football team. Although it was EOKA period, shouting, and some these people still there in Limassol. For instance, in Limassol, IL football team, there were 3 Turkish players, very good players. And one is still living in Kyrenia. And the other one, because he fell in love with a Greek girl and they get married, and he stayed there. And his name was Kamoran. Anyway, what I mean that from EOKA period started conflict between the two communities. Maybe writing, maybe in the street, maybe slogan of Enosis, a slogan of Taksim. So people started to polarization, going there. And in spite of this, London and Zurich agreements established, 1960s, the Cyprus Republic established. President Makarios, Dr. Gücük, Vice President, 70-30% in all administration. It was good, but I learned from some writers that Makarios wanted to change 13 article from the constitution, and we didn't agree with Turkish. He wanted to make an operation so that he could achieve his aim to change the constitution. But afterwards, I am thinking that the Cyprus problem, it didn't start from the roots of Turkish or Greek people. It was a created problem, I think. For instance, maybe I am wrong, I don't know. If Enosis should happen, the island will be annexed to Greece, and Greece will be here. And where is Cyprus? In front of the Petrol. You see? In front of the Petrol. So Greek will have, we have the voice on this Near East problem, because he has Cyprus very close to the Petrol, the Arab Near East. And as we can see, why English people, they didn't move out of Cyprus? They stayed there. They are still there. They have their base area, they call it.
And military base.
Military base, of course. Aeroplanes, everything. And they are there. They didn't go. Why? Because it is important. I think Cyprus would be important for Greece, and Greece had the opportunities to say something no, or because Cyprus is very, it's in front of the Petrol. Maybe from this reason Cyprus problem was created. By whom? You know, the foreign country is still these countries, they have they know what to do about. Still, they are behind and are organizing everything. Still, so the Cyprus problem, I think, from the roots, I think it's a created problem, and it is a pity that Turkish and Greek people, most of them, they couldn't understand this. And chauvinistic movements even today is going on your side and on our sides, both sides, chauvinistic movement. For this, I think the best source is Niyazi Kızıl Yürek books. You know him?
Yep.
Yes. He has many books about Cyprus conflict, and maybe he is an intellectual, and because he made a lot of research about Cyprus. And because he has a very good Greek language, he can speak very good and write Greek language, and because he is a researcher and an intellectual, I agree with his books, what he says. And he doesn't say, oh, Turkish people, they are right, or Greek people, they are right. He is putting everything in front of him, and trying to be very objective. Trying to be very objective. And he is objective, I think. Niyazi Kızıl Yürek. In his books, you can find more detail about Cyprus problem, the roots. And so what happened? These outside forces, they divided Cyprus. And they said, he is the other. And to us, they said, they are the others, the others. So what happens if we are the others? We don't respect, we don't agree anything, because he is the other. He is the other. So, and still today, some conflict, even on the north part, some chauvinistic movement is going on. On the other side also, you know, this, the black shorts and so on.